Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company. Welcome to the Veronica Edwards Show, where we have fun, financial conversations that everyone listening can apply to their personal and professional life. I'm your host, Veronica Edwards, and I'm so excited that this is the last show of season two here on bizradio.us. And I just want to thank the V team for showing up and showing out season two. And that's why I'm so excited to have today's guest on to wrap up season two, because she is my brand ambassador for the Veronica Edwards Show. And off the rip, you know, I'm old school, off the gate, I have to give this person her flowers, because this guest started in September 2022, helping me manage my social media and get a presence on Instagram and all that fun stuff. And since then, I have a 250% increase in downloads. I have been one of the top five downloaded shows on Biz Radio every month in 2023. I've doubled my followers on social media, and everyone, they know it ain't me. They keep saying, girl, you know, your social media is looking good. This is nice. So I am honored to have today's guest on, Miss Jailyn Farr. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
And Jailyn is sick today and still came in to record with me, which shows how amazing of a person you are. And I'm just so thankful for you. But yes, how are you doing, friend?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for all of that. I am doing so good. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I know you were on the beginning of season two. So for those that did not hear your original episode, which, by the way, is in my top five most downloaded. Jailyn, you were nervous about you have almost 100 downloads on your show. So please tell those that did not hear the original about you, where you're from, and what led you to be the social media goddess that you are.
Such kind words. So I'm Jailyn Farr. I am born and raised in Greenville, South Carolina. I went to college away in Charlotte, North Carolina. I went to become a chef, and I took an internship and was like, this is some really hard work. So I went back to school, and I got my bachelor's degree in applied food science. I thought I was going to be a scientist, and I really did enjoy it, but I'm not really a big corporate girly. Didn't enjoy that. I went to home base and spoke with my mom. And if, for those who don't know, my mom's Ebony Sullivan. She's a guest on the show quite often. She's the COO of Cassie Electric.
Shout out to Cassie Electric. Please plug us. Can you all about to go in? Okay, go ahead.
So I just spoke with her and was like, I don't know what to do. And she was like, I need some help. So I came and I worked, I'm still working for my family's business, doing social media and advertising and all this good stuff. And if you were listening, girl, I have no experience, no knowledge of any of this whatsoever. I'm completely self-taught. But it's been fun. It's been really fun. And I enjoy what I'm doing. And then one day you messaged me and you like, I need some help too. So I was like, oh my goodness, I must be good at this.
You are very good at it. And I'm glad that you said that, because so many people we talk about on the show have talents, but it takes other people seeing that in them to give them that confidence to step out on faith and to do it more than a hobby, but as a profession. So I'm glad that you trusted me to do that, because girl, everybody's asking for your information.
Yes, share it, please. Yeah, that's me. No big thrills. Just I'm still here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm 25, so life is life and adulting, I found out, really sucks.
So just trying to
figure out my life and what's next and what it holds for me, you know.
And it's very exciting because at 25, it's going to change again and again.
Girl, I'm learning.
Yeah, you get. I've heard somebody say when it came to grief, they're like, you just kind of have to ride the waves of emotion. But I feel like it's like that across the board in entrepreneurship, in your life, growing up. Would think about when the pandemic hit, and that was when you were graduating and you were 22. Yeah. How different you are from 22 to 25.
Absolutely. Completely wild.
Totally different. I'm not even going to say who you was with back then, but just for the listeners, is Miss Jylin single?
Miss Jylin is single. That is very single.
Okay, we'll be giving your IG, you know, your Facebook handles for those that want to follow up on business and personal. But let's jump in, because we always talk about tips on the show. Yeah. I want to just jump right into it, because you've done wonders for me when it comes to social media. So I want to talk about some tips for optimizing a social media presence. So what are some of your top three tips for small business owners, those that are listening that was like, you know what, I need to step my game up. I think this can help my business grow.
Absolutely. I think I will always preach, post at least 3 times a week, get people to see you, get in front of them, get to know your audience, and keep them engaged. Comment with them, ask them questions. Comment on their post, just keep your page alive. And always give them an action item in your post. Ask them to follow you, ask them to subscribe, ask them to download, ask them to share your things with their friends, just to keep your audience growing. And you ask for 3, but the 4th one is just consistency with all of those. It's big, and it'll grow your presence more than you even know. You know, word of mouth is the biggest way to spread any business, I feel. And that's the best way to do it online.
Yes, you're right. And, you know, here at bizradio.us, we started having monthly meetings in 2023. And you had already started working on my page in September. And a lot of the stats that we have to do on the show, you were already doing. We're, you know, making sure we're posting a minimum of 3 times a week. I love that, you know, you're asking people to share, like we're making sure that we tag bizradio.us. And you're absolutely right. I would do it before here and there, but I wasn't consistent on when, what time I was posting, when I'm doing it. And Jylin's so good that she just schedules it all. Like, again, with social media, you don't have to be behind your computer those 3 times that you're doing the post. You can schedule it at the beginning of the week. You know, Jylin and I have this process where we load all the information on a Google Drive by a certain date, which also Biz Radio requires for us to do. And then it just works, you know. So I'll just add little comments like, hey, Jylin, I didn't see this didn't post. And sometimes there's glitches, or I'm like, hey, I want to add additional pictures for special guests. And you've been amazing. And it's literally that simple.
Yep. That simple. I love it. And if anyone over at Facebook ever listens, you guys need to work on your meta business. It kind of sucks. But
I know, meta business, it goes over my head. I'm like, Jylin, what's this? What this do now? So now you talked about the great things. What do you think is the biggest mistakes that folks do when using social media? To me, I'm going to just answer real quick. I think consistency, but I would love to hear what you think, where people start using it and they might start off with all these good metrics that you said, but why do you think people fail at it?
I think, like you said, consistency, but also through the years, your audience kind of changes and what they look for changes, and you have to change with them. And if you're constantly just kind of like posting the same things over and over again, it's going to die. Just keep it fresh. That's what I mean. Like, engage with your audience, see what they like, follow their pages and see what they're, you know, what they're looking at and what they're resharing. And, my mom likes to say, R&D, rip off and duplicate, just, you know, find inspiration is what I'll say. Find inspiration from other people out there, because things just change, and that's okay. You just change with them.
Yep. I remember when we first started, you said to me, who are some people on social media that you like their page?
Yeah.
And that's true. It's like, why recreate the wheel? People are already doing it. So yep. I got to shout out my cousin, Tamikia, the minister. Yes. When I tell you, my cousin, I'm like, do you have a photographer that comes to the house every day? Like, she's like, girl, right. No. But she's figured out her brand.
Right.
And it works, and she's consistent. And I was like, I want to be like that. And you've been on it, Jyla. Aww. I just so appreciate you. So thank you. So with this being season two, we're wrapping it up. You know, I got to test you a little bit. You know, you've done all the social media. So what would you say are some of your favorite shows that you like doing the social media for? You know, we have the CPA chats. We have our health and wellness quarterly. I'm always throwing my family members in, definitely highlighting Black and Brown women-owned businesses in general. But what were some of your favorite shows?
And I would say you do such a phenomenal job of that. I love that. Some of my favorite shows, let me think. I love doing the social media for all of them, honestly, but I really enjoy doing your family edition ones, because there's always more photos. So I enjoy making collages. My favorite collage that I've made was actually, you guys did a marriage edition, you and Carlos.
Yeah!
That was actually one of my faves, honestly.
That was a cute, that one, and then my hairdresser, Danielle Roche, because she's so gorgeous, and honey, her social media is one of my favorites, too.
Yeah, it is. I follow her on my personal account now because of the show, and it is.
So what about shows, I'm trying to think of what shows we got the most responses to, because I will say my girlfriend, Dr. Itasky Arnett, she's the top downloaded show, and that happened in season two. I got a lot of responses on that one. Is there any that jump up to you? You had a lot of responses as well with your social media presence also.
Yes. That was a big show. I'm trying to think. I think off the top of my head, I know the ones that did very well were, and a lot of people shared, was the show you did with Mommy Vaughn, your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And what's another? Oh, Corey, what's her last name? Graywood, I believe. She's a dude.
People shared
that one crazy. And again, with Danielle Hall, that one was really big as well.
Yeah, she went viral. I'm going to see Danielle tomorrow. Gotta get my wig tightened up a little bit. For the summertime.
Summertime fine, girl.
Yes, I sure will. So I guess, Jyla, what would you say? Because I was kind of like your first client. So this was kind of, like you said, learning on the job, which you did amazing. What would you say that you've learned this season that was new for you, and things that you're like, okay, I didn't think that this was going to work and it worked, or this didn't work, so I want to try this differently?
Excuse me. So I think that after your show with, I want to say her name was Dia or Daya Parker.
Oh, Dia. Yeah. Dia. My cousin.
Mm-hmm. I think that my graphic work kind of just changed. And I think I'm trying to figure out how I'd like for your brand to look. Moving forward. So I think this year I tried a lot of different things. But what I learned was your brand is extremely important, and I'd like for you to have one. a little more.
And friend of the show, Julietta Funberg, that's what she does a lot of, is branding. And in the beginning, she was like, Veronica, it's nice, but y'all all over the place. You know, like, she was like, you got different stuff. But that's my personality. I'm like, I like that. But I appreciated her feedback. And I'm glad to hear you say that, too, because even though you can switch it up, it's just like whenever you see a Mercedes-Benz, like, you know that emblem, you know BMW, you know Coach, you know Louis Vuitton. So I totally get it. And I love that, again, we're evolving. So nothing is done wrong. We've been successful, but now we're trying to, again, dial in and really figure out what works.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
Awesome. So what would you say is in store for you, Jalen, for the remainder of 2023? This show's going to air the end of June. We take a break in July, and then we start season two in August. But for you personally and professionally, what do you have in store for the rest of this year and for 2024?
Professionally, I'd like to just learn a couple of different softwares. I live in Canva, live, breathe, sleep, eat Canva. it is great. I just want to learn how to just make it look a little more professional, a little more sleek. So that's what I'll be working on, learning a little bit more about just graphic design and how to be better. And hopefully gain some new clients. I'd like to grow this a little. That's about it professionally. And just get out a little more. I'm such a hermit. I need to do a little bit more.
But you know, goodness. With you being a social media person, you almost can kind of join different groups, you know, like on social media. But I feel you. I'm the same where it's just easy for me to be virtual. And I've really been pushing myself to go in person more for meetings when that's an option. I don't got to do it every time.
That part.
But you're right. It is nice to touch and feel and see people.
Yeah, I've got to do a little better about that. So I'll be working on that this year. And traveling. I want to travel. I have a couple of trips planned and maybe a few dates. I don't know.
Okay. Those that are listening, Jalen likes to travel. She's a classy lady. You know, if you want to take her out on a date and entertain in Greenville or travel somewhere abroad.
Yes, we love to travel. It doesn't have to be in Greenville. I've been trying to get out of here, girl. So.
And so you mentioned that you want to grow the business. And so it sounds like you're taking new clients. So how can folks reach you? Because you have a good platform to where we don't have to be located in Greenville to work with you. We can be wherever. So tell the folks like what your expertise is, how you think you might can help their business and how they can reach out to you.
I can totally manage your social media accounts and help beef it up. I can create content for you if you'd like. As mentioned, I'm completely self-taught and I am learning along the way. So if you are a person who is willing to grow with me, I would love to grow with you. And you can reach me by email, which is Jylin, J-H-Y-L-I-N, at Cassy Electric, C-A-S-S-Y Electric. That's the best way to get in touch with me, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
I love it, Jalen. Thank you. You know, I'm going to just keep thanking. Every time I see you, I'm like, thank you, Jalen. You're the best. Because I just don't want, again, I don't take lightly that you didn't have to do this. I asked you to do it. You've been doing an amazing job. I'm so thankful and grateful for you. You do have a main job. We definitely want to shout out Cassy Electric, also located in Greenville, South Carolina, the only majority Black female-owned electrical business in all of South Carolina, which is crazy that that's still the case in 2023.
We're a unicorn. Yes,
that's our sales pitch. Yes. Check out the social media that Jalen maintains. Ebony Sullivan, as Jalen said, her mom is a friend of the show, amazing speaker. She's always my plug if I'm down on shows and I'm like, hey girl, you free tomorrow at 9? Let's go ahead and record. And it always turns out to be a great show. And just shout out to the whole Sullivan, Robinson, Austin, the whole extended family.
Everybody.
Yes, Nafars, my boy CJ, my original CJ. But yeah, Jala, we're already to the end of the show, and I just want to thank you again. The success of the show is totally shared with you, and I'm just so thankful that I know you and that we are working together. Hopefully we could, look, you're going to be 56. I'm like, Jala, come on, girl. I so need you to.
Yeah, it's fine. I love it. Your mom, my grandma, everyone, they like, can you help me make I'm trying to make some flyers. I need some wraps for these water bottles. I'm like, I've never done it, but let's figure it out.
And shout out to Aunt Nettie, honey, because Nettie has been killing it, aka Tina Turner. Check out Aunt Nettie on Facebook. She looks amazing, but it's already a wrap. I don't want it to end, Jalen. It's the end of season two. I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in to bizradio.us. Please come back. I can't say next week because we won't be back next week, but please come back in August, 10 a.m. on Wednesdays. But one thing, Jalen, me and you will talk about, I want to make sure that we, in the month of July, encourage the listeners to go back and listen to season one and listen to season two and to give us ideas for topics and people that want to be guests on the show. For season three, I really, 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 really appreciate it. And they can download current shows at veronicaedwards.buzzsprout.com. Jolly, anything you want to say to wrap us up?
Thank you for having me, and thanks for trusting me with your baby.
Yes, that's all about entrepreneurship. I appreciate you too. And if it didn't work, we would have figured it out. And if that didn't work, we would have figured it out again.
Oh, yeah.
All right, see you guys season three.
See ya. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. And be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.